This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3 Philadelphia. Now, Health Watch. Featuring Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor and founder of Innovative Medical Associates, with valuable information that could help you improve your quality of life. Now, Health Watch.
I want you to know that we are doing this show today from our own igloo.
John.
It's heated, though, right?
Yeah.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Health Watch. Every Sunday we're here from 8 till 9, our live version on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. What do we talk about here on the show? Well, the key word is in the title, health. We talk about health and how we can potentially improve your overall quality of life, and how maybe you, Dr. Molly, can help you with a medical challenge as you may have. And you may call into the show at 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. At any time during the course of the show, if you want to have a question answered or a medical challenge you want to run by Dr. Molly, that's the time to call, 855-839-1210. As we say, good morning to Dr. Molly.
Hey, John, I'm glad to be here. You know, it's a great month, right? Heart health for women.
That's right.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that as we get the show together.
Yes. And we are at a ripe 10 degrees right now as we speak.
Yeah, so, I know. So everybody better bundle up because I don't want pneumonia
overriding
our clinic this week.
We're going to try to warm you up here on the show. Again, 855-839-1210. I wanted to talk to you about what you do, how it's different, and maybe you can explain how you are different than the conventional
clinic. Yeah,
yes.
Okay. That's easy, John. Well, first of all, we're a group of like-minded providers who work out of my licensed primary care facility in Marlton, New Jersey. And we're different in our philosophy, I suspect, is the best way to do it. So, of course, we're traditionalist in that we can do anything that a traditional primary care doc can do. We can write for prescription medication. We can send you out for radiology. We can do other types of testing should you need it, send you to give you a referral to specialists, and we have a list of specialists who share some of what how we feel. Not all of them, but we know they're good in their specialty and get you over there. But the philosophy is different in that we want to use the least amount of pharmaceuticals as opposed to the most amount, but bringing out the heavy guns first. What we'd like to do is use the least amount of the pharmaceuticals necessary to effectuate the medical challenge that you may have, keeping you safe by augmenting with natural sourced products. By that I mean things like vitamins, minerals, amino acids, herbals if necessary, and using the pharmaceuticals maybe in a repurposed manner or and certainly in a subclinical dosing if appropriate. And again, you know, you have to realize that our medical directors look at this and, you know, they help me make the ultimate decision. But we found that hydration is the vehicle by which we are able to deliver these vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and even herbals in many cases in a way that is more direct, getting it to a therapeutic level, because most people fail on the nutraceuticals or the natural products by using a dose that is not appropriate for the particular problem or the patient. So that is the fundamental difference of what we do.
And essentially, you are attempting to replace.
Sometimes. But you know,
use both,
right,
correct?
Right. I mean, we're going to renew most of the pharmaceuticals that people are on when they come to us. We hope to renew that in a lesser dose. But we can renew them. But the point is, you want to move a patient safely from pharmaceuticals and bring in the natural substances. And we know that hydration is the quickest way to do that. Because how many people go into the health food store? They go to column A, column B. You get a health food guru who tells you, you take this product or that product. The other thing is, there are so many brands out there right now, and lots of them have collapsed under what? Pharmaceutical weight. Because now the pharmaceutical companies are jumping in this, and they know it's a moneymaker. So you can be sure that some of the brands 10 years ago that we loved, they've changed. They've changed.
You try to maybe lessen the pharmaceutical
burden.
With your patients. I never forget this story. I went to a, I don't know what it was. It was
some convention, I think.
No, I went to a doctor.
Oh.
At one of the well-known institutions.
Oh, yeah.
For my back. And the first thing she says, well, we can put you on this pill. And I showed you what the pill was. And it was like, it was like a killer.
Yeah. I was worried about addiction. I was worried about all kinds of problems.
Right. And so that's just an example of what can happen. And what may have happened if I hadn't have you to advise me of this.
You know, John, you really are a very interesting case, because you came to me with coronary issues. But in the end, we had kidney issues, we had diabetes, we had a ton of challenges. And each one of them, each challenge in and of itself, presents a unique situation, because there are some times when you do need medication, but we still want to use a medication that's appropriate for you. You know, the docs are very fussy about that. They'll prescribe the medication, but we have to be careful. And yet, some other times, we'll prescribe something like for sleep. Let's say for sleep, they'll prescribe an antihistamine for sleep that, again, has a bad rap because they say senior citizens shouldn't be on the antihistamine. But, oh, my God, put them on Ambien and they'll have hypnotic trances. So, I mean, again, it's all about looking at risk versus reward. And that's true from the medical point of view. And it's true for me in the clinical point of view when we look at what we need to put in your bag.
With the hydration.
Yes.
This is a question that gets asked every one of your consultations. And it's an important question. Does the hydration work?
Yeah, it does work. It does work. It has to work carefully and methodically. And how quick does it work? Well, that's going to depend on the metabolics of the patient, where they are in their continuum of care right now when they walk in, and what kind of comorbidities we're looking at. But people tend to say that they start to feel better, which is a quality of life issue, which is what we're all about. We're not going to cure in as little as 5 treatments, which could be 5 weeks, or it could be sooner than that if they come in more often. So in as little as 5 weeks, we can effectuate change. Many times that's quicker than many of the pharmaceuticals.
And with the pharmaceuticals, do you find that it's easier to lessen the dosage?
We try to do that, but it's not always lessening the dosage. It may be removing one and substituting something else. So this is a complex issue, which is why physicians are involved in my clinic. It's a complex issue.
Yes, and so how do you navigate that, though? How do you
years of experience, and the fact of the matter is, I believe the most important thing that we do as a group, we listen to our patient, because we're so able to then disseminate the type of information the patient gives us and say, you know what, I think this is the way we have to go. And we have a group discussion about it, the docs and I, and we say, this is how we're doing. And then don't forget, there's so many new developments coming out, and keeping ahead of this and see how it applies to our particular patients. So it's an ongoing process, John.
How many treatments, and you've mentioned 5 and 10 and 20.
Sure. Well, we don't even start. We try not to start you under 5. We really look at 10 treatments
right.
Start a patient.
So okay, let's say 10. Okay, so after the 10.
Right.
Then what?
Well, then we look at blood work. We ask the patient how they're doing. We want to see where they are in their medication charts, that kind of thing. And that's all being done. This is an interesting thing. This is all being done in the back of the house where I am, right?
Yes.
What we're doing is once a week, we're looking at all these charts, right? And so we're saying, this is what we have to do here. This is what we have to do here. And then I go out on the floor and we start talking about this. And I drag a patient in to see Dr. Pat maybe, or, you know, at that point, it depends on what we're doing. But the bottom line is this. The physicians really look at this with me, and we then come to consensus. This is how we're supposed to do something. Never putting the patient at risk medically.
I wanted to ask you, with regards to all of the cases that you've had, what do you feel works best with your protocols?
I would say autoimmune. Autoimmune and cancer probably lead the pack right now. But, you know, when we started, John, apropos to what we are going to talk about in the second half, is cardiac.
Yes.
We did a
bang-up
job with cardiac. But, again, I don't want to say, I would say 90% of our patients at that point were men. And, of course, heart disease related to men's health is very, very important and still is today. In fact, I would say an interesting piece is men come in and they go to all these places for ED, right? We all know, take the pill, call in, you can get 7 pills for $10. I don't know. It's like really ridiculous. I hear it all, right?
Take the shots.
Yeah, take the shots, do this, do that. Guess what? 90% of these guys, they'll get some improvement that way, maybe even falsely improved, okay? Until you improve circulation, okay, to that area, it takes 60 cc's to actually of fluid, of blood, to actually withhold their particular challenge, okay, to make it work in a way that's satisfying to their partner. One of the things I would say is, it's so interesting. Men come in and say, well, you know, you go through the checklist, morning and this and that, and I have to laugh. And then I get to the bottom, I say, well, how's your stamina with all this? Oh, not that great. Well, no kidding, because you don't have any blood flow.
Right, right.
And we find out that it's always vascular. If you don't treat the vascularization, it doesn't matter what else you do. You're not going to sustain.
We are coming up on our first break of the morning, and then we're going to take a call. We're going to talk to Laura in Willow Grove. We'll talk to her after the break as well. And then maybe we'll talk to you. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. Our show is called Health Watch. Every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9. You're on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. Again, 855-839-1210 is the number here in the studio. And Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's edition of Health Watch right after these words. Operator standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and the number 856-489-0505. Again, 856-489-0505. Why do I give out that number? Very simple. You want to call that number and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Molly, and you will learn a lot about what she can potentially do for you and how she can potentially help you. It's a very simple process, and that's why we give out the number. You call that number, and you make your appointment. 856-489-0505, and the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com, innovativemedicalassociates.com. There's a lot of good information on that as well, so check that out, innovativemedicalassociates.com. It's Health Watch every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. We're going to go to the phones, and we're going to talk to Laura in Willow Grove. Laura, good morning. Welcome to Health Watch.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. Good morning. Yes, I had a question. First of all, a comment. I just want to say that my daughter, who's a patient of yours, she is seeing a lot of results. She's had about 20 hydrations and nutraceuticals from you over the last 2 months, 2 to 3 months.
Yeah.
And I want to say she is getting her passions back. And she told me yesterday, she said, "Mom, I'm just getting my passions back for my my hobbies." And she was able to go into the city and do a social event.
Oh, my God.
For the first time.
Oh, my God.
The first time in 9 months. And we've only been with you for a few months. So I'm just so thankful. I want people out there to please, you know, go see Dr. Molly.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I'm so happy.
It's making a huge difference, and it brings us a lot of joy.
Oh, my gosh. I saw her, of course, this week a couple of times. And the thing is, I am so happy that she went out to a social event. I mean, that's a big deal. A big deal.
It is.
You know, we're working on this. We have a few things to work. Listen, your daughter has a serious challenge. Okay. Can I tell the folks out there what she has in terms of the condition? POTS. And people have spoken to us about this for a long time. And actually, POTS is one of those conditions that this takes time to do. You have to titrate it right, because it can go haywire and it can go sideways pretty quickly, if not. And I will tell you, the other thing is the depression associated with the POTS. I feel like the traditionalists give these young folks and middle-aged folks, it's like the end of the world. Like, there's not going to be any hope for you. You're going to be tied to lots of these medications for life. And I don't think that's necessarily so. I think that we can get folks back into a situation where maybe we can reduce some of those medications, take some of them out, like some of the uppers out, and, you know, put some other things in, and really help people get back to life. My God, I am so happy to hear she went out. Oh, I can't wait to see her this week. That's great.
Yes.
God bless her.
About it.
Yeah.
And my question today regarding men's health for, you know, heart health. My husband's side of the family has had so many people die young, men particularly. Probably five of his uncles and cousins have passed from heart conditions abruptly.
Right.
These were very robust men and very in good shape. And they dropped dead at a very young age.
Right.
Like 50, 60, just healthy men.
Right.
Could you tell us more why this has happened? And what could I do for my husband and my three sons and my girls, for that matter?
Right.
My two girls. What could we do to make sure it doesn't happen in our own family?
Well, I think that is a wonderful question, and it goes to some of the things we were going to talk about later in terms of women and heart disease, but heart disease all over. One of the things that happens is we're too focused on the major vessels, right? We worry about coronary artery disease, right? And we forget that there are other conditions that might affect the heart, right? And what happens is I think the cardiologists, I won't say they're monofocused, but they are. They immediately send all these guys out for calcium scoring, and that's important. Don't misunderstand me. In our first 20 years of business, and we're in business almost 30, our first 20 years of business, we were really, really involved with opening up coronary arteries, all right? But we keep forgetting about the microvessels. Now, we know for women, microvascularization is one of the leaders in coronary artery disease for women, because we know that the smaller vessels also bring blood flow to the coronary, to the heart. So, you know, we realize that if they're inflamed, okay, you can have a problem. So, indeed, I believe that many times for men, we forget about the other conditions that can affect this, including cardiomyopathy, including things like the congenital heart defects that may be something. And I'd like to look at the genetics of that. One of the things I think I'll run for you is we should run a genetic panel for your wonderful husband, and that we can do, because their problems, although show up as an acute challenge, in other words, one day you get up, you have a spontaneous heart attack, and you're dead, doesn't mean that there weren't some symptoms originally causing some of these issues. And what happens is we focus in on the plaque buildup in terms of the larger arteries, and we forget about microinflammation. So, yeah, I think there are many things we can do for that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. A great question.
Thank you, Laura. Thanks for the call. Joanna in Glendora.
Hi, Joanna.
Welcome to Health Watch.
Hi, Joanna.
Good morning. Hi, Dr. Molly. I called you a couple years ago about my arthritis, and you told me about Bone Restore calcium supplements, which I've been taking faithfully.
Good.
And now my doctor referred me to an arthritis rheumatoid doctor, and they want to put me on Prolia.
Prolia.
I looked them up. The side effects are scary.
It's very scary. They're very scary. I mean, how old are you now? How old are you right now? I guess
75.
That's my question. Okay. Yeah, they love, one thing we don't want to do, we don't want you to fall and break a bone, right? Because you and I are contemporaries in age, we don't need to fall. That's one of the things. So I want you to realize about that. Be very interesting to see what else is going on. But if you are not making enough bone, you may have to use some type of supplementation to do that. Bone Restore is a great product, but I wonder what's going on in terms of inflammation elsewhere. So I would probably put you on a couple of other supplements. And actually, what we would probably want to do is I'd want to see your bone density as well. So there's a few things that can help with this thing. But I can understand why you're a little bit nervous about this. I will tell you one thing. Back a while ago, back when some of these newer drugs that have come out for bone health, we were involved with Forteo, which was a Lilly product, and it really was a parathyroid type of product. It mimicked parathyroid. It would be interesting. What you need to do is your primary should be doing a full battery of tests on you, because you want to know what else is going on. You hear me? And not just the traditional stuff like looking at your cholesterol, this and that. You know, you may need a hormonal thing too. Look, when we lose our hormones, we're much more at risk for osteoporosis. But again, I'm going to tell you that our physicians do order certain bone restoring drugs, as well as certain IVs that we do in the clinic, hydration IVs, to help support those. So the question is, which one's right for you? But I would worry too. Dr. Molly isn't on any of those, but I worry about my bone health. And I want you to be proactive. Do not go out in this bad weather and fall. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. No, I mean it.
Already going to Rothman for injections in my knees because I'm bone on bone.
But they should
be helping me.
Well, I'm glad. I hope they're... You know what's interesting, though? What kind of injection? Is it like
I
a cortisone?
Cortisone.
Yeah.
And then I go for the gel.
Okay, the gel's cool. Okay, the gel is hyaluronic acid. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff in my office we can do for that. And do it well. One thing you have to realize is even cortisone in and of itself is not always good for the long haul. So talk about bone health. All right. God bless you, though. You hear me? You're a smart lady.
Good luck with that, Joanna.
Thank you, Joanna. Nice call.
Yes. Real quick, back to Laura's call.
Yeah.
She was talking about concern and about history of dying early. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
What are the things she should do besides running the panel? Should she constantly check on?
Let me tell you something. I already know they eat healthy. I know the history here.
Okay.
They eat healthy, so that's good. I know exercise is important, right? But here's the deal. You have to manage stress, too. Manage stress. I know her husband's in a highly stressful type of employment situation. So, of course, you know, you want to practice mindfulness and connect with others in these kinds of situations. He keeps his weight down. All the things that you would normally do to help reduce the risk of heart disease. But again, if the heart disease is related to a genetic situation, it could be very, very important to check out the genetics of this and take a full history and see where we are with this, because the family history of early heart disease appears to be the greatest risk in women as well as men for forward thinking heart disease, in other words, in your 30s. And one of the cases I'm going to talk about today is just that. So we want to look at autoimmune diseases in his family. Listen.
And that's why you're going to run the panel.
Other panels, yes. Right.
Okay. Yes. We're coming up on the halfway point of the show. It's Health Watch every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. We are halfway here on the show, and we got plenty more to talk about here. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. If you want to run by Dr. Molly, a medical challenge that you may have, or just have a simple question, 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's Health Watch after these words. Operators are standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and the number, 856-489-0505. Again, 856-489-0505. When you call, this is very simple. All you have to do is book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary, so it doesn't cost you anything. And believe me, you will learn a lot about what she can potentially do for you and how she can potentially help you. It's very, very simple. 856-489-0505 is the number. And the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com. innovativemedicalassociates.com. That's the website. Our show is Health Watch every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Again, the number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. It's Heart Month, and we're going to specifically talk about women's hearts and what we can do. And Dr. Molly has a lot of information on that.
Well, you know, one of the things I wanted to say, John, is, again, I'm going to use the term inflammation, inflammation. That is a problem. We all think about conditions related to heart disease, and the most important one we think about is coronary artery disease. And, of course, that's the plaquing. And as I was saying a little bit earlier, women can be overlooked in that. They don't always have the same condition that men do. Apparently, there are some things that actually are more involved in women's heart health. For example, pregnancy. One of the things I wanted to talk about, John, is one of my wonderful patients, Carolyn. Carol actually sent me a wonderful YouTube snippet today about her wonderful daughter, who had a set of twins at 36 years old. Pregnancy is one of the things that can increase long-term hypertension and diabetes, and these conditions can affect coronary disease. However, in this condition, she had something called SCAG, S-C-A-D, spontaneous coronary artery dissection, which means her coronary artery had a tear in it. So that was a medical emergency. She was bleeding from this. Can you imagine?
Wow.
They actually had to go in and do C-section and deliver the twins. But did she have any type of symptomatology prior to that? Maybe not, or nothing that would link it to coronary artery disease. Because you know what? Physicians tend to say, oh, it's just part of the pregnancy. Maybe you're feeling a little under the weather. Maybe the fatigue is related to that. Maybe a little of the hypertension is related to the pregnancy. Well, guess what? It can also be related to coronary disease in that it can cause a heart attack, an acute situation. This woman almost died. And what's interesting is, of course, we're lucky enough to have her mother as a patient. And what do you think I'm working on? Microvascularization, microinflammation in the mom. I would venture to say her daughter had a very similar problem as her mother. And I think the pregnancy exacerbated it.
And so,
one of the things.
And back to what you were talking about with Laura earlier, that, you know, a lot of the physicians maybe focus on the big picture.
Correct.
But you're looking at a smaller picture and
a smaller
sampling size.
I'm looking at the micro. I'm looking at what's going on a molecular level all the time. Regardless of what you present with, we look at the molecular level, the biochemistry of what is also associated with these conditions. The problem is with coronary artery disease, okay, there are other forms of cardiac issues. For example, when I treat someone with autoimmune, my doctors treat them with autoimmune, and we are looking to support that, all right, with what we do in terms of the hydration, we have to look at things like microinflammation that should be supporting the vessels, right? It's the microinflammation that supports the vessels and supports the collagen. So guess what? What happens? Well, there may be a problem with the skin, the lungs, and the bones of a person. And that may give us an indication that the microcirculation is the problem, not the bigger picture. We send them out for cardiac scoring, and guess what? Their cardiac scoring comes back that they have zero calcification in the big arteries. They're great. Okay. Hello. Maybe not so great in the micro.
And you were telling me earlier before the show that women and with women's heart health,
right,
it's much different than men.
That's right.
And the
how we present
are
equally as important,
because
you may not be getting blood flow to a certain area of the heart. Then that becomes damaged, and that's when you have a heart attack. The point of the matter is that there are many other things than atherosclerosis in the buildup of the arteries that can cause some conditions that relate to heart disease. For example, again, autoimmune, lupus, scleroderma, POTS. Just talking at a young girl with POTS, I worry about the coronary artery. I worry about a young girl's coronary situation. I worry about everybody's. I had a young man who has an environmental problem. Well, what is that doing? It's giving him inflammation on a micro level. Could that be affecting his cardiac output? You bet. So here's the thing. It's not always the acute, right? It's not that you just have a heart attack. You may have a whole series of challenges leading up to that heart attack. And that's the key to this. In other words, it's other health conditions. It's other things of family history. Believe it or not, there's a brain connection. There's a brain connection. When we're under stress, what do you think we do? We pour out what? Epinephrine. We pour out dopamine. We have insulin resistance. We can start a whole series of inflammatory issues that then actually contribute to heart disease. People don't think about it.
You know, you were telling me, again, before the show, the whole symptomatology of women is different than men.
Yes. Yes.
So it's a whole different set of circumstances.
Correct.
And a whole different set of treatments.
That's right. Well, you may ultimately be on same pharmaceuticals, but the question is, do you recognize the symptoms? Let me tell you this. Our listeners here are very intelligent. They already know the symptoms. You bet. Okay. They know that women don't necessarily have that crushing pain like men do in the middle of the chest. They may have pain in the jaw. They may have pain up the arm. They may have certain, you know, the fatigue. The fatigue for women is very interesting, because a lot of the women we're treating for coronary artery disease tend to have the fatigue first. And then there's the hormonal issue. We know that hormones play a role, and sometimes estrogen is protective in many ways. So women postmenopausal can have all kinds of problems. But I also want to go to the depression and things like that make it much more difficult to find out what's going on. We know diabetes, insulin resistance, inflammation can cause coronary artery disease. So we really have to look for a blockage in the smaller artery called small vessel heart disease or microvascular disease. And indeed, you want to get that before it becomes a disease state. You might want to get it when we just see microvascular inflammation. And by the way, I have a little instrument that can give us a window into that. So there's lots of stuff we do, John.
We are coming up on our final break of the morning. Our show is called Health Watch, every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. We're coming back. We've got more to talk about here on the show. If you have a question or a medical challenge you want to run by Dr. Molly, we still have time to take a couple of your calls. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's Health Watch after these words. Operators are standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock this morning. In fact, they'll be there all day. You think they're going to watch the Super Bowl? No. They're going to take your calls. 856-489-0505 is the number. 856-489-0505. And remember, when you call, very simple, all you have to do is book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary, and you will learn a lot about what she can potentially do and how she can potentially help you. 856-489-0505 is the number, and the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com, innovativemedicalassociates.com. That's the website. And, of course, if you missed any of today's show or you just want to hear it again, don't forget our Health Watch replay this afternoon, 4 until 5, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. But for now, it's still our live version, and our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210, as we kind of wrap up Women's sure. Heart Month and sure. What we're talking about here as far as women are concerned.
Sure.
I
want to say that heart disease risk, there's more risk factors. They're different than men. We all know high cholesterol, high blood pressure, obesity, they affect men and women. And, you know, we would send a woman out for a CT, coronary CT, check those vessels, that kind of thing. But other things may play a subtle but bigger role in the development of heart disease for women. Smoking. We know smoking's bad for men and women, but there's a greater risk factor for heart disease in women than in men. That's an interesting fact. Not being active. Now, here's an issue. For men, everybody loves to go to the gym, right? They all go to the gym, men and women, they go to the gym. But for women, the lack of physical activity is a major risk factor for heart disease. Now, we know that it can be for men, but men exercise differently. For women, I tell my women, walk. Count the steps you take every day. That's what I do,
right.
Okay? So you have to be active. We got to do this. Emotional stress and depression for women may affect men, women's hearts more than men's. Depression makes it difficult for us to maintain a healthy lifestyle for women, because what happens when women are depressed? They immediately help, oh, I got to take care of the family, I got to do this, the stresses of all that, then getting in the way of their own health is what I'm saying. Emotional stress is definitely bad, because I talked earlier about the release of stress hormones and the action it has on the vessels, the smaller vessels. Diabetes. Women with diabetes are more likely to develop heart disease than men with diabetes. That's an interesting point. Diabetes can change the way people feel pain. Why? You can have an increased silent heart attack. Women tend to have more in the way of silent heart attacks than men. Men immediately get on it if they're feeling pain in their chest. Women tend to ignore it. And finally, menopause. Because why? Low estrogen levels after menopause increase the risk of developing small vessel disease, which is something I am very acutely aware of, not only for my patients, but for myself. And so what I'm saying is inflammation is a challenge. Remember, the common symptom of heart attack in men is the chest pain, but women have unrelated to heart attack, have nausea, brief pain in the neck and the jaw, etc. So that's all I can say on this, and just tell my women be healthy.
Real quick, is there a link between depression and
absolutely.
Cardio?
Absolutely. That's what I was saying earlier, because what happens is it changes what's the brain chemistry. The brain chemistry then changes some of the hormones that relate to dilation of the vessels, these kinds of things. So everything in the end is molecular in nature, John, and that's where we go at our facility. That's why I say we're not a spa, okay? We're not a spa. We're looking at you medically.
And post-COVID?
Oh, my gosh. That's another whole issue. Boy, am I seeing microvascular problems. I have a patient right now, bring us right into our patients, Tom, who's been with me now for several months. He started in Florida. I told him just this week, hey, well, you did it exactly opposite. You're here at the lowest temperature. You should be in your Florida place. But obviously, his doctor in Florida didn't do the job totally. And now I'm involved. But post-COVID, I've seen these people who have had these spike proteins that have led to microvascularization. And there it is. Is that, can that relate then to a coronary problem? You're darn right it can. And he may have a CT score very low, but doesn't mean he won't have a cardiac issue.
We talked about this patient earlier, but you want to bring it up again, Carol.
Carol was the wonderful woman who sent me her daughter's YouTube promo for the American Heart Association, because she herself has microcirculation issues, and I believe it's all related to the microinflammation. And I can tell you that she's doing better, but not perfect yet. And I think we're on probably 25 treatments at this point. And it's a combination therapy that I'm using. It's something that I'm using for chelating to try to help with this microcirculation and improve that. But it's also autoimmune for her. And I would say that probably contributed to her daughter. And the pregnancy was just the added stressor to have the dissection, which is what, meaning the tear. So,
and real quick, you want to talk about Alex?
Oh, Alex, my young man who has the environmental issue with the mold.
By the way, I saw him this week again. He came in smiling.
I know that. And he's doing much better. And here's the deal. Again, it's hormonally related because everything is screwed up in his gut and his brain. And that is affecting the microcirculation. And I will tell you that I think, compared to when he started, he's about 80% there. And I'm hoping that after this set of hydrations, I can tell his dad that I think he's good to go down to once a month.
I told him, because he came in when I was there.
Oh, the dad.
I said, you have to sign autographs after next week. Because we're making you famous.
Infamous is more like it, John. Yeah. Infamous, right? Thank you.
And with that, we are going to put the wraps on another edition of Health Watch. Don't forget, operators standing by, and they'll be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock. 856-489-0505 is the number. 856-489-0505. And don't forget the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. And also, don't forget, our Health Watch replay this afternoon. You can hear the show all over again from 4 until 5 right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. For Dr. Molly Fantasia and everyone at Innovative Medical Associates, the lovely Linda, and our nursing staff, Lana, Donna, Jess, and Marianne, and of course there's Joanne, delightful Dee, fabulous Fran, and our medical assistant, Sandra. I'm your host, John DeMasi. Thank you for listening. Have yourself a great week and a healthy one. And we'll talk to you next Sunday, our live version here, Health Watch, 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. You take care.
Is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.